You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
New research for the CPR Education Initiative April Fool's Day revealed 35% of Australians have been impacted by a near-drowning experience, yet only 38% of people believe they have the skills necessary to save a life. This April Fool's Day, April 1 and throughout April, Australians can access the Australian Red Cross online CPR courses for free. And to tell us more about this, joining us today is Australian legend and swim safety ambassador, Laurie Lawrence. Good day, Laurie.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for your time. Okay, Laurie, can you please tell me more about the research and what did the research reveal about Australians' attitude towards CPR?
Basic Australian attitude is, it won't happen to me. It'll be someone else. Well, let me tell you, it can happen to you and it can happen close to you because a big percentage of Australians have already experienced a near drowning or a drowning incident. That's why CPR becomes very, very important. And when you throw on top of that the fact that if you can perform CPR at the point of the incident, immediately you get them out of the water. If you can perform CPR, then the child has a 50% better chance of survival. The survival rate is 50% more. So that's why this April Fool's Day is so important as part of the Kids Alive Do the Five water safety program.
So, but why are people still not prioritizing learning CPR?
I think a number of reasons. I think, as I said before, it won't happen to me. B, they think it may be too expensive to do, which is why Poolworks got together with Australian Red Cross and organised these free online CPR courses. That starts on April Fool's Day. The first day of April is also April Fool's Day, but we want to call it. We want to make it April Fool's Day. It's the day you go and get your CPR upgrade or your CPR, learn how to do it.
And what advice do you have for people with swimming pools at home?
If you've got a pool at home, of course, it's law that you have to have it fenced and you have to have a CPR chart on the wall. But you need more than the chart. I can remember, I think it never happened to me, eh? Well, as a young physical education teacher in Townsville, I was teaching kids to swim on the side of the pool. I had a class. I had kickboards that were all painted red so I'd know where my students were. It was in a public pool. I was having fun with the kids, creating world records, see how far you can kick. The one who kicks the furthest gets the world record for breath holding and kicking. And all of a sudden, I see a red board floating out the middle of the pool. I go down to the world record, and on the bottom of the pool is a little girl who was so determined to be the world record holder. She'd held her breath so long that she'd blacked out and gone to the bottom of the pool. She was a good little swimmer, but she'd blacked out. When I jumped in and got her out, she was purple. Wow. Lucky I was a physical education teacher and I'd been trained in resuscitation. And in those days, it wasn't CPR as it is today. It was more mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. And I started immediately. And I was never so happy to have a little kid vomit in my mouth in all my life. And it won't happen to you. It can. And I tell you, my whole life would have been entirely different had I drowned the child in my swimming class. I would never have been to 8 Olympic Games, I'll tell you that now. I would never have created the water safety program, Kids Alive Do the Five, and we wouldn't be talking about April Fool's Day today. It's no load to carry, and you can now get this course online free.
How about for the parents, Laurie? How can they ensure that they are also equipped with the skills to save a life?
Well, the parents, it's no different. If you're a parent, a grandparent, or general public, you still need to know CPR. That's why this course that's been put together by Red Cross and also Toolworks, together with the Kids Alive program, this free online course can help you to do it.
And where can they actually go to access the free online CPR course?
Simply go online to aprilpoolsday.com.au and just follow the links. And before you know it, you'll be enthralled. You'll be on the course. It'll take you about 3 hours to complete. So it's not just a tick boxes or anything like that. This is a full course where you get online and you look at videos and you study, you answer questions and you move on. And I'd advise everyone in Australia to do it. We need to save kids' lives. We've done, like, as far as we're concerned, since the year 2000, when 63 children under the age of 5 drowned in Australia, 63. We have gradually reduced those kids thanks to work from the federal government, where they've supplied DVDs that go to the parents of every newborn and books and animated cartoons that go into every early learning centre in Australia. Thanks to partners like Pool Works, Australian Red Cross, all these people have been instigators in taking drownings from 63 down to 18 last year. But that's a busload of kids. We want to be the first nation in the world to have zero preschool drowning. That's better than a man on the moon. And this is one way we can do it, by all getting our CPR up to scratch.
And can people achieve full CPR accreditation?
They can't get full CPR accreditation online. They can do the course. If they want to get a certificate for work purposes or something like that, they need to go to the Red Cross. They need to contact the Red Cross, and they'll put you through and give you your certificate, and they'll take 20% off the normal cost.
And finally, Laurie, your message to all our listeners in terms of safety.
Teach your kids to swim. It's great. Supervise, watch your mate, and learn how to resuscitate. Kids alive, do the 5. And CPR is number one. It's your insurance policy.
There you have it. Thank you very much, Australian legend and swim safety ambassador, Laurie Lawrence.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.